560,000 sick day breakdowns. Okay, that's the breakdown. 560,000 on Black Friday, 405,000 on Cyber Monday. Canadians calling sick to their employer. And you just heard the IPG representative, the media company that did the survey, say that it's the 18 to 24 demo that does it most frequently. The older demos may actually say, I want to take a vacation day. But there are those, a million, who are just going to lie to their bosses. If you're going to lie to your boss about Cyber Monday and Black Friday, then you're going to lie about other things too. You deserve to be fired. Not only that, you're not helping the Canadian economy on Black Friday because you're going across the border to buy your stuff. So can you be fired with cause? No severance. Lior Samfiru joins me from Samfiru Tumarking LLP in Toronto, labor and employment law firm. And Lior, it's great to have you back on the program. I just found myself so irritated with the idea of a million people in this country lying to their employers about being sick and going shopping. It really bugs me because I believe that I've always had either I've had a contractual agreement or I've got a verbal agreement to do my job to the best of my ability. And that does not include calling in sick when I'm not sick. And I've never done that in my career, ever. So I think these people should be fired.
Roy, I couldn't agree with you more, by the way. And just so you know, it's not limited to these situations that you raised. You know, in my experience, you know, on a day when many people are somehow miraculously sick is usually the day after the Super Bowl, when people are probably out late and then having a good time, and the next day maybe are slightly under the weather, and all of a sudden they become sick. And the problem from a legal standpoint with that, Roy, is that having a sick day, taking a sick day is a privilege, and it's a privilege that's only available in certain circumstances. If you're sick and if you have a doctor otherwise saying that you're sick, not because you want to do something, you want to get a good deal on a new toy for your child. So if you take a sick day when you're not, that is committing an act against your employer, an act of dishonesty, and that would rise to the level of cause. Now, I don't say that lightly, because cause is always a very difficult thing to establish. It's not enough to terminate someone for cause just by showing that they did something wrong. It would have to be something very significant to allow an employer to let someone go without severance. But I've said this to my clients for years, if you know that an employee is lying and taking a sick day when they're doing something else, maybe they're playing golf or maybe they're going shopping, yeah, that is cause. The problem, of course, Roy, for the employer is proving that.
Yeah, so if I'm the employer and I have a group of people who are telling me that they're not going to be coming in on Black Friday and it really compromises my ability to do my business that day, you know, I can close my shop. Can I go to the malls and look around? And if I see them shopping when they've reported in sick, can I go up to them and say to them, by the way, glad you're having a nice day. Don't come back to work on Tuesday. You don't have a job anymore. Can I do that?
Well, you know, you're half kidding, but in many situations, when there's a systematic or chronic situation where people are off and the employer suspects that they're not really off for legitimate reason, I've seen many situations where the employer has actually instituted surveillance to have someone watch over these people and see if they're really sick or they're doing something else. And if the employer finds out through surveillance, perfectly legitimate means, they certainly can terminate. But the employer may not even have to go to that length. In the age of Facebook and Twitter and the Internet, I bet you a lot of these people that are supposed to be sick and then are off shopping may post on their Facebook account, hey, got a good deal at Marks and Spencer or what have you.
Yeah.
And if the employer finds that out, yeah, the employer, to me, would be well within the employer's rights to terminate employment for cause.
Yeah. Lior, what about saying to your, I just had an email from a listener saying you could ask for a doctor's note, and if the doctor doesn't write a note, then and the employee doesn't show up for work, you could fire them. Would that be the case?
There's a bit of a caution there. First of all, in terms of asking for a doctor's note, yeah, I always tell my clients that you want to ask for a doctor's note. The problem is that a doctor is really limited in what he or she can find out. If someone's telling them they're not well, it's not that difficult to get a doctor's note. But the reason why I suggest caution for employers is if an employee is legitimately sick, okay, but they didn't get a doctor's note. Maybe they didn't go to the doctor. The doctor's not available until next Tuesday. and then the employer lets them go for simply not having a doctor's note, that could be a problem. That could make it a wrongful dismissal in that situation. So I think it is helpful to ask for a doctor's note, but we can't strictly rely on that one way or the other. The employer ultimately would have to have independent proof that the employee was not sick, and not having a doctor's note does not automatically mean that.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, that we're talking about a million people in this country doing this, a million people feeling that they have the right to compromise their relationship, their contractual or verbal relationship with their employer. They applied for the job. In most cases, the employer didn't come looking to them to hire them. So they apply for the job, they get the job, and then they essentially stab the employer in the back because they want to go shopping and get some deals. It's too bad. Sad.
I think, Roy, that a lot of employees may look at this as a victimless crime, which it certainly is not. So I think what a word of advice for employers here would be is in advance to send an email, a memo, or have a meeting with employees and tell them that this is not acceptable. This is conduct that does hurt us. It hurts your colleagues that are going to have to make up the time. And it's cause for termination if we find out that that's what you're doing. I think a lot of people, when they realize that that is a real issue and they realize that they may, in fact, lose their jobs, may be more hesitant to do that. So I think being proactive would be a very good thing for an employer to do in these situations.
Yeah. Lior, thank you very much. It's always good talking to you. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Roy. Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye. Lior Samfiru from Samfiru Two Marking LLP, labor and employment law firm in Toronto.